What do Dallas Al College Senior Choir, St. Mary's Ballygunner National School Choir, St. Ursula's Primary School Choir, Skullorcorn Boys National School Choir, and a very special guest in the form of soprano Rhea Kennedy, and our own Daphne Nugent emceeing in, no doubt, a brand new guna on the night. I'm speaking of...
You are speaking of the gorgeous Little Stars concert. I make no secret of the fact this is my very favourite event from one end of the year to the next, always under the helm of our own Mr. Wayne Brown.
Maestro himself, who joins us in the studio. Good to see you, and sporting your beautiful top hat and tails that you're going to conduct in on the night.
You were doing really well with that list until you mentioned Divna.
Yeah, I was called, you know, we have no budget left, so we'll throw her into the mix. Wayne, it's a gorgeous event. Tonight, the Sacred Heart Church, the Folly, it is a beautiful event. Tickets fly out every single year. This is no exception.
I mean, there's something about kids at Christmas, isn't it? Now, and I don't use the term kids loosely because
it's what it's all about.
De La Salle College, you know, being teenagers and that, yes. But there's something about the innocent of children's vices, you know, it really hits home. And it's
I was a child soprano, did you know that?
Yeah, you've told us several times, yeah. Funny enough, we didn't invite you to sing.
I do agree with you. I said to Ollie yesterday, there's something about when I hear St. Mary's Ballygunner National School Choir, maybe they're not going to sing it this year, but very often they sing I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
I think that's on the list, but I don't think Mary's are doing it this year. I think
someone else is. It brings me a degree of joy I can't actually put into words, because like that, you know that every single one of those young singers is thinking about Christmas and what it means. And we're there obviously to raise money for the Be a Little Star Christmas Appeal, all in aid of St. Vincent de Paul. And there's just a little bit of extra special meaning there behind it, isn't there?
There is. And like as you said, you know, the kids are looking forward to Christmas and that. But this is also a big thing in the schools. They're preparing for their Christmas performances, you know.
A lot of work going into it.
I know certainly in the case, I don't want to single out, but I know in the case of St. Ursula's, Dallas Al College, actually Skullorcorn as well, they do several events, you know, over the course of the month. Every time you see them, there's always this unbridled joy in all the performances, you know. There really is a passion in it. And the teachers work so hard on this stuff, you know.
Very often the kids will bring in jingly bells, and you'll hear the arrival of depending on what song they're singing, the bells will become incorporated.
The bells are coming, and
you really know that Santa's coming, you know. There's a special magic on the night.
And Dallas Hall College bring their band as well, which all the students, which is always great as well. That they usually open actually for us every year, but this year they're closing just to shake things up a bit, you know.
Brilliant. But listen, open to all, and of course there'll be lots of parents, grandparents, uncles, aunties, but anybody who enjoys a good festive wholesome night.
Yeah, and there is some tickets left because the Sacred Heart is a huge church. I think that we can fit about 700 into the audience there, and it's normally full, you know, or very close to full. And I think the good thing about it is it's a nice short concert, obviously, because when it's aired over Christmas it's in or around an hour, so it's not long, much longer than the hour. People will be in and out good and early, so if they're worried about the kids being out late, no, you don't need to worry here, they'll be home and all by 9 o'clock, I'd say.
And many of our events, just so people are aware, many of our events that you'll see in terms of the Christmas concerts as part of the appeal, they're bucketed events. You don't buy a ticket. You do have to buy a ticket for the Little Stars Christmas concert. You can get them online on WRFM.com underneath the Christmas appeal tab. Obviously it's hard to call at this stage, Wayne, but is it likely they'll be available on the door for anyone who didn't manage to get one online?
Usually limited enough. Yeah, Lorraine and the gang will be on the door. Last year they fitted an extra load of people into the Croy Chapel at the back of the church, but there should be a bit of room in the church itself. Yeah, so
but don't turn
up in your hundreds. It's better to go online.
Get yours today, we say. Well, you're going to have to now anyway, so yeah,
that's exactly it. Exactly. And look, as I said, it's a gorgeous event. It's my favourite every year. It's always the event where if you need a little bit of a reminder that there's just good in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
That for me is always what that night is about, and you leave feeling on a high because you know the teachers have given up their time, the kids have given up their time, and the preparations for so many of those kids, it'll be their first time performing in a public setting, and that's a big deal.
It is. And you know something, from the moment we started this, and we did the first one back in 2019, there was absolutely no hesitation from the schools. I mean, in particular Brother Ben in De La Salle College and Niamh King down in St. Ursula's, they've been there since the word go. And no hesitation straight away. Yeah, put us down, we're there.
Fantastic.
They've been there every single year. The other schools as well, you know, the Ballygunner and Skullorcorn, there's no hesitation whatsoever. They just love being part of it.
And a big message, if he's listening this morning, to Father Chestnut, who always has the church warm and decked out and beautifully turned out and is just genuinely such an obliging man.
Ah, he is. Yeah, he's one of the good guys.
Sacred Heart Church, the Folly. It's tonight. It's 7:30. Don't miss it because it is a beautiful night.
And I will have
and
a new
best of luck. I was just going to say, and best of luck.
Well, I will.
The resplendent different and
urgent. Well, look, full disclosure, I told you I bought a new Guna for this in town. The problem is the shop I bought it in doesn't open until today. So I'm going in today taking a gamble that this dress will fit. Well, if it doesn't and I'm in a onesie, just go about your business. The show will still go on.
You're lucky you have somebody here who has many different traits in life. So we look after you. We look after you.
And you know, Wayne, Dimfna is legendary every year for starting the concert before we tell her to go. We always go. Miss her
every time.
A few words.
I'm actually famous for this. So when you hear it go out over Christmas, you know, it's, you'll never know listening at home. There's always a little bit that's missing at the beginning because I start talking before I'm supposed to. There's actually a big red sign for me that says, Dimfna, you may now begin speaking.
It'll be terrible to break with tradition, let's just say, at this stage. Wayne, thank you so very much for that. And best luck to everybody involved tonight. All in aid of the WLR Christmas Appeal for the St. Vincent de Paul. All monies raised locally, staying locally.